Welcome to Saltash.
Ezra Agustiner.
The Cornish for Saltash is
Ezra.
And that means,
well, the name is actually English. It's never had a Cornish name. Ezra has been chosen by the Cornish Revival from one of the old forms of the name, which was originally just Ash or Asha, meaning an ash tree. The salt part of it was brought in later, and that was after the salt pans down by the water.
Okay, so it's not got a Cornish name. Is that something to do with the part of Cornwall so near to a major naval city where perhaps there wasn't as much Cornish spoken?
No, I think it's probably because it's a much later settlement, probably founded after Cornish ceased to be spoken in the area.
And what about if they were to try and find another way of saying that place name in Cornish language? Would there be a place you'd pick which would be a good little name for it?
Well, you could construct a name, perhaps. The Cornish for salt is Hullen, and the Cornish for an ash tree is Unnan. So Unnan Hullen, or if we go to the plural of ash, that's simply on Hullen.
And there's also a place at the top of Saltash called Carkeel. That's a good Cornish place name, surely.
Oh, it is indeed, yes. Caer is a fort, usually an ancient one, either a fort or a fortified settlement. The keel part of it means ridge, so it's Ridge Fort.
So if you want to have a Cornish name for the area, that could be in the running, I suppose.
It could well be, yes.
Saltash.
Ezra.
This podcast has been brought to you by Visit Cornwall.